All right. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while ending the future of the American dream. Are you tired of this? At what point are you done giving to these companies that do not care about you? At some point, we have to fight back. And that's why I love my people over at Public Square. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to simply buy children's clothing, find new athletic clothing that knows what a woman actually is, shop for clean skincare, or find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com. All right, what up, what up, what up, America?
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. We are wide awake.
We're very caffeinated.
I just saw somebody said
Roll Tide 007.
Danielle Williams, 1983. Good morning from Oregon. Oh, my goodness. It is early where you're at.
Thank you for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Producer Zach is in the building.
What's up, guys?
There we go. Hot seat Todd is here as well.
Oh, what's up,
there
guys?
There he is in his GQ shirt that he's wearing right there.
Laundry day.
All of our voices sound a bit like smokers because we had a three-hour live feed last night. Talking about the horrific, the abysmal, the
embarrassing
disgrace of what cannot be described as an actual debate. We had thousands of people hang out with us for about 3 hours, and we're very honored
it
by that.
Nice.
But we also realized that a lot of you, oh, dude, it was like 90 degrees in
here. y'all just don't know.
But it also is not lost on us that a lot of you are here today because you just didn't watch the debate because you want to hear what we have to say about it today. And boy, oh boy, do I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts. We're going to bring you the good, the bad, the ugly, the uglier, the stupidest, the dumbest.
And the Donald Ducks.
And the Donald Ducks. And we're also going to do a promo for a belt company that is Chris Christie's belt because that's got to be the strongest belt in the history of mankind. But before we do any of this stuff, we got to get business out of the way. If this is your first time watching this channel, we need you to do us a favor and hit that green follow button.
You won't regret it.
We are 18,000 away from breaking 100,000 on this brand new platform. It is absolutely crazy. We're averaging like 95,000 to 100,000 views an episode. You guys are incredible. We're super thankful for that.
Thank you
we
so much.
We ask you to do three things. One, hit the follow button if this is your first time. Two, we ask you to comment in the chats. Go ahead and let us know who do you think won the debate other than Donald Trump. Okay, we're going to get into all that. But we want to know what you thought about the debates. We want to know where you guys are watching from. We ask that you share this video far and wide. And then we ask that you also not neglect the actual comments section.
And also, please like the video.
And like the video as well.
Let's break the record today, guys.
We've never had like a 2,000 like video.
2,000.
Let's see if we can break a record today.
And
hit that like button. All these things are absolutely free.
Thank you.
And
The chat is blowing up about the Braves right now.
Acuna, baby. Hey, I got to talk about it really quick. So this should show
this
you
show.
How little people cared about the debates last night. The two top trending things on Twitter right now are Trump And the Braves.
And the Braves.
The Braves not bad. Last night not a bad combo. Clinched the number one seed in the playoffs, and Ronald Acuna Jr. made history with 40-70, baby. What a way to do it.
But you stop hitting the button.
What is wrong? Are you button happy today?
Yeah. There's a lot of good things going on right there.
All right. Anyway, all right. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a lot of stuff to get into. But before we do that, we found two or three little dumb things that we just, you know, before we get into the debates, because I realize this is a debate for first place loser, okay? That's what it is. That's why so many of you didn't watch it, and now you're watching this show. And we're appreciative of that.
Yep.
Continue to share this and comment in the chat. Let's see if we can break a viewer record today while we're at it as well. You know a company is looking out for you when they actually upgrade your service. That's right, upgrade it, and don't charge you for it. This is great news for new and current PureTalk customers. PureTalk just added data to every plan and is including a mobile hotspot with each one with no price increase whatsoever. If you've considered PureTalk before but haven't pulled the trigger, take a look again. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus a mobile hotspot. Yes, it's just $20 a month. This is why I love PureTalk. Most families are saving almost $1,000 a year while enjoying the most dependable 5G network in America. Remember, you vote with how you spend your money. So stop supporting wireless companies that don't support you. Instead, go to puretalk.com and use promo code Graham, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month because they actually value you. Enjoy great coverage and save while doing it. Go to puretalk.com and use promo code Graham. That's puretalk.com, promo code Graham. But let's have a little bit of fun while we can.
What and what better person to make fun of?
This person has been living under a rock for a while.
We're very excited that she's
but
out.
But once AOC decides to come out from under her rock, she says what can only be attributed to pure poetry. You know, we just watched Oppenheimer not too long ago. I really feel like AOC could have done a better job at this point. This is what AOC has to say. What is this about
immigration?
The illegal immigrants coming in?
It's bull crap.
Okay, here we go. Play it.
Numbers of when it comes to people coming to New York City today are nothing. I'm telling you, nothing. Compared to the daily amounts of people that we saw coming in through Ellis Island in the first half of this century.
We're seeing
what?
Just wait.
More than 12 million immigrants. Pause.
Like Ellis Island, like
where they came in through legally.
Where they had the hub for people to come in legally.
It gets worse.
Okay, all right. I haven't seen this video.
Through Ellis Island between 1892 and 1954. And we had seen
12 million
just huge numbers of people coming in per day that far eclipsed what we're seeing right now. Numbers.
One thing I can tell you, buddy, about her, that train is never late.
Hold on, I want to see what they say about this. Go to the I love this blank stare she's got here. God. There is nothing in those eyes. Show it real quick. There is nothing in this woman's eyes.
No,
look at that.
There's nothing behind
that
those
is
eyes.
Tweety Bird falling off the little spin wheel on here.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, click out of this. I want to see what they say about this video really fast. Girl Math is saying immigrants coming legally through Ellis Island is the same as 3 million undocumented migrants pouring through our border and costing New York City, is that a billion?
$1 billion.
$1 billion to house migrants for free in hotels.
God. Like
this
I
is,
said.
This is your future vice president, guys.
That train there, is there never she is. Late, baby.
There she is. All right, let's keep going. We've got some stuff here that there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to move really quickly to get to the debate stuff. This
is sad.
This is why you need every one of you, I am asking you right now, to comment in the chat and share this video. This is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. Is this a Vietnam vet?
No, it's a Korean War
veteran that is, correct me if I'm wrong, he's kicked out of his nursing home for illegal immigrants. What is that?
What
beep
is the
noise?
Beeping?
I was trying to get out.
All right, here we go. 95-year-old war veteran is homeless because his nursing home room was given to illegal aliens by Biden Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to share this video because this is absolutely disgusting, and it should infuriate everyone. Play it.
It was very disgraceful what they did to the people
and Island Shores. They gave us time to get out, but they never said when, and they never said they were going to get us out. And then one day, there's a thing on the board, a notice on the board, you gotta be out by March 15th. I think that gave us like a month and a half to find out where we're going to go. I thought my suitcases were going to be on the curb because I'm not that fast. If it wasn't for my daughter, they would have been on the curb. But that's what it happened. And that was it. I said, no, you're not moving me.
Wow.
And they said, yes, we are. And it, everything was done behind closed doors.
Wow.
We didn't have a chance to actually
ladies and gentlemen,
make any of
this is disgusting.
Wow. Comment below and share this far and wide. The world needs to see this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a veteran. Mm-hmm. On top of that is an elderly 95-year-old veteran. It's one thing to go to a vet like me and Todd and say, hey, we got to kick you out. Which also, I'd burn the apartment building down. But either way, it's one thing to go to us and be like, hey, you got to get the crap out. It's another thing to go to a 95-year-old Korean War veteran and kick them out over illegal immigrants. This should infuriate the entire world.
If I woke up from a 5-year nap and saw this, that's all I need to see. That's all I need to see. That's it.
If any of you have elderly service members in your life and in your family, this should absolutely. This is the Biden administration.
Yeah,
where illegal immigrants are given more and better treatment than our own veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any really good words to say other than this should shock. Every single one.
Oh, I got plenty of words to say.
It's not even
just
the veterans. It's just like, it's just all elderly people. Like, when I was selling insurance, like, they're getting screwed. They've paid taxes their entire life, and they're barely getting paid anything by the government.
Oh,
and
then
illegal immigrants come in and take all the money. Like, it's infuriating.
Okay. We'll just hit this really quick. This is from Mario. This is breaking news. The U.S. State Department was hacked by China. Go figure. How many times are we going to get hacked by China? When's the last time America hacked China? When's the last time you saw reports from China database hacked by Americans?
How many times in your career? Because I know it was at least three times. Did you get that email from, you know, the human resources?
Oh, yeah.
That hey, our servers were hacked and your social was one of the records.
Approximately 60,000 emails were stolen from the State Department. They also hacked the email accounts of around 25 other organizations, including government agencies. I wonder if the CIA or the FBI was involved in that. Mm-hmm. 10 U.S. State Department email addresses were hacked, which 9 of them belonged to individuals deep in East Asia and Pacific affairs. Mm-hmm. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo was among the individuals impacted. The hackers forge digital authentication tokens required by the system. The tokens are typically used to verify. Okay, we suck. That's all there is to it. our cyber defense systems are absolutely insane. All right, we got breaking news. During the recent BRICS summit in South Africa, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa formally agree to use local currencies instead of the U.S. dollar, it's the first shoe to fall. As demand for the dollar weakens, the buying power of the U.S. dollar weakens. That is why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Investors and savers are looking to harness the power of physical gold held in a tax-sheltered IRA. Just text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 for your free info kit on gold. With thousands of happy customers and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless five-star reviews, you can count on Birch Gold to help you navigate transitioning an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. As the U.S. dollar continues to receive pressure from foreign countries, digital currency, and central banks, arm yourself with the information on how to protect your savings and your family. Text the word Graham to 989898 and claim your free info kit now. This is really weird stuff. And you need to hit that share button right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to comment in the chat and you need to like this video. Let's see if we can make this the most liked video
yet.
Everybody knows the debacle that was the Arizona governor race. Everybody knows with Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, stolen. But either way, everybody knows that Katie Hobbs, a horrific, god-awful, demon-possessed individual. I mean, loser of the losers. This woman is a mouth-breathing moron. She just is. What?
Everybody's a demon.
She is, dude. Everybody's a demon. I'm telling you, man. Dude, look, okay. You believe it if you believe in Jesus, don't believe in demons. Go ahead.
Didn't say that.
And this woman ain't no Christian either. So, all right. All right. So this is weird. Fox News, everybody's reporting on this. Arizona governor is mysteriously stepping down for one day. Currently, there is a Republican Arizona treasurer. Go up. I lost the name. What happened?
I don't know.
Okay. Arizona treasurer Kimberly Yee announced that she would step in as acting governor.
For a day.
This is weird.
It is weird. It is weird. Do we have some LGBTQ mental health issue stuff going on? She's not LGBTQ, but she's pro it, and therefore mental health is probably an issue with her there.
Yeah, but if you have a mental issue, one day is not going to fix it.
Yeah, but I guess, like, is she undergoing surgery? It's weird. Why wouldn't they say that? Like, hey, the governor's got a medical procedure today, so technically she can't perform her duties, so through, you know, just formalities, the roles of the governor will be handed over to the treasurer today. And then why not the lieutenant governor?
Yeah.
Why is the Arizona treasurer doing it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be the lieutenant governor's job?
Weird. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm pretty sure that's the whole point of a lieutenant governor.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll keep an eye on this. This could be breaking news. Comment below. What do you think? Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's going gender transformation surgery. What? is that like unheard of stuff? Is that what we're gonna do? Okay. All right, it's time. It's time to talk about it.
I'm excited.
It's time to talk about the debates. Okay, what we're gonna do is we're gonna play you a collection of some of the moments. We had to sit through all 3 hours of it last night. And then, you know, I want to preface it with this. Okay, the moments that we're going to play you does not dissuade from the fact that all of this is worthless. Every single bit of what you're about to see is a distraction. It is to drain more money, and it is to try to convince you to pay these candidates more money so their political consultants can make millions of dollars off of you, because they want you to believe that there is a shot in teetotal you know what that these people have any chance. Here's the thing. Ron DeSantis looks like a complete and total just he's lost. During this entire debate.
Very robotic.
Literally, I called it. I said he won't speak for the first 15, 20 minutes.
And it was
literally 17, on the dot, 17 minutes. He gets his first time to talk, and it was only when he was spoken to.
Yeah.
I think they said twice. He is an android.
And I think they said twice last night.
I feel people emotions too. I also enjoy human food. Because
he's got a frustrated voice.
Because I'm a human.
Oh, yeah, do the frustrated voice. Do the frustrated voice.
That was good. That's good.
Smile. Yes.
That's what he does the entire time. Smile. That's what he does.
I was like, what's he doing?
Nikki Haley comes out swinging.
Oh man.
But I got to be honest. Even though Nikki Haley is normally great at debating, I feel like she came off like claws out, catty, womanhood, da-da-da-da-da, ain't no man gonna tell me nothing. Tim Scott was irrelevant. Doug Burgum or whatever.
He had a couple good moments.
But it did nothing.
I expected so little that I was like, I think he did okay.
Yeah,
I expected so little that I was embarrassed for everybody watching. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, when's the last time we had a Republican debate that any of the moderators did not live in New York? Riddle me that. When's the last time we had some dude from, I don't know, Missouri or something? It's like, hey, I'm a shift worker. I got a question about the unions. I got a question about this kind of stuff. Hey, I'm a single mom. I got some questions about all this other kind of. Anyway, it was liberal talking points. All right, there was not anything. It was bad. We'll get into it, but let's show some of our favorite clips, okay? Mike Pence, I feel like he died before this debate even started. Because somehow he is progressively getting older.
He is not
older
aged well.
To a point where it looks like his soul is leaving his face. Mm. And this is a moment where he was asked a question and he goes on this tirade that is not, I believe this is the right clip.
Yeah.
He goes on his tirade about something that has nothing to do with the question. And then he gets owned by the moderator and it's brutal.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so hit the share button. Here we go.
Of his life behind bars in Florida. That's not justice. We have to mete out justice and send a message to these would-be killers that you are not going to live out your days behind bars.
I appreciate
you're going to
meet
justice in this
system. But does that mean Obamacare is here to stay?
Boom.
Oh.
Back it up. I didn't hear what she said.
Well,
back it up.
Thank you for reiterating the question.
Except for everybody so they can hear it. Okay. All right. Pause it.
You're going
to okay. So we're going to play it again to re-clarify. This was a question that asked specifically to Mike Pence. He didn't interrupt. This was specifically asked to Mike Pence about Obamacare, about the medical system.
And he starts talking about the Parkland shooting
in
Florida.
And she asked, if you were president, are you going to keep Obamacare? This dude starts going off about the Parkland shooter and about shootings in schools. Play it again. The question was out about Obamacare.
Out your days behind bars.
I appreciate
you're going to
meet
justice in this
system. But does that mean Obamacare is here to stay?
Just gets owned.
And then look, like this is the thing. Like,
well, thank you for reiterating the question because I'd love to answer it. Look, I think it's one of the choices. I think it's one of the choices.
All right, stop. That it doesn't get any less awkward than that, folks, through the entire thing. Look, this is political tactics 101. When you want to not answer a question that they ask you, who was it? Mississippi's own Governor Haley Barbour once upon a time used to say, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Very Mississippi thing to say. Very, very, very well-known thing within politics. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Stick to what you're good at and avoid at all costs. I appreciate the question, but what really needs to be talked about is this. Mm-hmm. That's what they do all the time, okay? The question was about Obamacare, which needs to be gotten rid of 100%. And I love that the liberal freaking commentators, these were the worst commentators ever. They just were. I love that
I
they're
could
like
hardly understand.
They say with a straight
them.
Face, Obamacare is more popular than ever. Chick, it's mandatory. You can't just go to Blue Cross Blue Shield and go get insurance.
Hello,
you have to go to healthcare.gov before they'll even do it. What this is coming from somebody that works at a news network that you have your insurance paid for. You have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, man. What? You know who you need up there? You need a legit business owner, you need a legit union worker, and you need a legit stay-at-home mom. Those are the three people. Oh, and add a fourth. You need some kind of religious person on there. Those four people should be the moderators for all future debates. Screw these people.
Yeah.
Screw these people because they have no idea what they're doing. They're all a bunch of losers, liars, frauds, etc. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you tired of buying China meat? Are you tired of buying fake America Pro Ranch meat? Well, so am I. That's why I only buy my steaks and my meat and my pork loins and everything and even my bacon from White Oak Pastures. The Harris family prayer has always been, we pray for plenty of good hard work to do and the strength to do it. I mean, come on. How can you not buy from a family like that? If there was ever a time to know your farmer, it is now. There's never been more focus on the supply chain than there is right now. So when deciding who you want to support, we hope that you'll choose White Oak Pastures. Cowboys and butchers working together on a 5,000-acre, six-generation family farm, regenerating our land and producing food in a radically traditional way. White Oak Pastures is a sixth-generation, 156-year-old family farm in Bluffton, Georgia. They take pride in farming practices that focus on the regenerative land management, humane animal husbandry, and revitalizing our rural community. They know radically traditional farming creates products that are better for our land, our livestock, and our village. They are fiercely proud of their zero-waste production system that utilizes each part of the animals we pasture, raise, and hand butcher on their farm. So stop buying China meat. Go to whiteoakpastures.com/Graham. That's whiteoakpastures.com/Graham. Offer code Graham for $20 off your first purchase of $150 or more. This one is, hey, look, the gloves are off with Ron DeSantis for me. They just are, because this nonsense is going too far. Dave Rubin, all of you guys, look, I respect you for what you do. I do not agree with you at all on your love of Ron DeSantis. Steve Dace, all you guys, I respect you for what you do. I don't know what you see here. I look at all the numbers. I look at all the math. I look at all the polls, and I look at his performances and all of these things. I do not see how you think there is a path to victory for Ron DeSantis. And this just doesn't do anything. Nothing screams powerful man, future leader of the free world, much like the only woman on the debate stage not getting her makeup done and Ron DeSantis getting his makeup touched up in the background. Play the clip. Oh, just touch up my nose. Just right. Oh, yeah, there it is. I saw a glisten. I saw a glisten. Did you see the glisten? I saw the glisten. Am I smiling enough? Do people think I'm human? Look at Nikki Haley. She's just like, what the? Okay, pause it. Leave it right there. Okay, just look at this image. Look at this image right there. No. Back it up a little more. You almost got it. You almost got it right there. Okay, look at Nikki Haley. Now, I'm not voting for Nikki Haley. All of you know, disclaimer, I know Nikki Haley personally, all right? Nikki Haley is ready for war in this image.
You ain't
and,
lying.
And Ron DeSantis is over here getting a touch-up. It's crazy to me. If I was running for president, if I was sweating bullets, I'd be like, get away from me with that crap. People need to know I'm up here working for this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no. Show the sweat, Tammy. Show the sweat. I don't need a touch-up. This is what I'm talking about. This dude is so crazy. Okay, all right. And then, dude, there's so many more cringe moments here.
Oh, yeah, there
on
are.
On live TV. I don't know if we have this specific clip. Do we have the no clip where they tell him no?
Oh, I don't know if we're
okay.
Have
there's
that one.
A moment where Ron DeSantis, they're arguing back and forth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I need you to comment below. Do you think Ron DeSantis actually has a shot in any of this? And you also need to share this far and wide and like this video and follow this page. There's a moment where Ron DeSantis is like, as governor of Florida, I demand to answer this question. And they literally say to him, no. And they go right over there to somebody else. If they had said that to Donald Trump, Donald Trump would have kicked over that podium and jumped across just
shakabaka,
thunder kicked somebody. The fact that he allowed them to do that
is
a man that cannot be trusted. We don't have to find it. We got plenty of stuff to do. We're already 25 minutes into this thing. We got a long way to go. All right, next clip. Okay, this is the duck thing.
This is the duck thing.
All right, man. This is Chris Christie. And again, just show the image of him really quick. Don't play it yet.
Good Lord.
First of all, we need to give a round of applause to the Belt Company.
Yes, man.
The Belt Company that's holding on. The real winner of the debate was that Belt Company and the people that built the foundation of this stage. Because that thing was.
And the podium, because he was
screaming
leaning
the whole
on
time.
That thing, boy.
There were so many times where Chris Christie's trying to deliver a point and he literally runs out of breath. While he's doing it, and I have asthma, and I don't do that. But either way, this is a moment where Chris Christie's entire campaign is to go after Donald Trump, and it is not working. Dear Lord Almighty,
we've said it time and time again.
Every time
just
they
stop.
Went to him,
I
tell you what, every life matters. This is Chris Christie. Every life matters. Every life matters. Abortion, bad. Every life matters. But let me tell you who else is bad. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is bad. Let me tell you. Oh yeah, gas prices. I'm telling you, it's hard at the pump. But let me tell you else who's hard and a pain in the butt of America. Donald Trump. That's Chris Christie. So this is Chris Christie trying to have his moment here where he looks directly at the camera and says the most cringe thing
I have ever heard.
Oh,
you could tell
he had that.
He had that in the holster
the whole night.
God.
Right, this is like what a 5-year-old would say.
Play it. Go full screen. Play it.
People are threatened there. We need it in our rural areas. People feel threatened there. And we need it in Washington, D.C. also. And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself.
Oh, God. Here it goes.
I know you're watching.
Here it goes. Okay?
And you're not here tonight.
Here it comes.
Not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
Don't do
you're
it.
You're ducking these
Don't
things.
Do it.
Now, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Don't do
you
it.
You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump
Don't
anymore.
Do it.
We're
going
to call you Donald Duck. We need law and order back in our suburbs.
Oh! Donald Duck.
Oh, my Lord.
Man.
The entire world. The entire world had the same reaction.
Oh, my God.
It was like as a kid witnessing Janet Jackson with the boob thing at the Super Bowl.
Man, I remember
that. The whole world split in two. That was rehearsed. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
That was rehearsed.
He had
Can
that
you go
line.
To Chris Christie's Twitter where he posted the little thing here while we talk about this? First of all, you need to share this video right now. We're already at, 5,000 viewers right this second. Let's see if we can break the record. We need everybody to share this video. Mm. We need you to comment in the chats, follow this page, and like this video because nobody's going to bring you the truth. After this, we're going to bring you the truth about these debates and why they don't matter in the first place outside of what they just want you to believe. This was rehearsed.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You're paying millions of dollars to this man's campaign, and that's the best he's got.
Yep.
That's the best freaking thing he's got.
That was his best attempt.
There we go. Just click on this. Look, and he's so proud of it, too. Go to his Twitter page right here. Look at him. This is Chris Christie.
Boom.
This is Chris Christie right here. Disney should sue him just for this right there. You know what? The next Donald Trump rally should be like the Mighty Ducks, and everybody starts going, quack, 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 quack. I'm telling you, everybody should do it.
We need to be there to start that.
Zach has no idea what we're talking about.
No clue.
But that would be the most. Look, Taylor, Trump team, if you guys are listening,
oh, man.
If I hear you do that, I'm going to know you watch this show.
For sure.
And I demand credit from President Trump. I demand it. President Trump, you should start the quack
absolutely
at your next rally. That would be the most amazing thing
that
we have ever seen. All right, moving on. We got to keep going. All right, what else we got? What's the next one? Okay.
Tim Scott and the curtains.
This is some awkward exchange. And again, I told you, it doesn't get any less cringe.
It doesn't.
Nikki Haley's claws are out. Tim Scott's gut is out. I don't know. but at some point, he randomly starts talking about curtains. And the whole world is just kind of like, what? Just play it. I don't know. Share this and comment. Play it. Here we go.
10 cents on the gallon in South Carolina as the UN ambassador. You literally put $50,000 on curtains.
$50,000.
$15 million subsidized location. Next.
You got bad information. First of all, I fought the gas tax in South Carolina multiple times against the establishment.
Just go to YouTube.
Pause.
The establishment.
Just go to YouTube.
And you want to know what that?
Just go to YouTube. Can we just 5 seconds? One, you shouldn't be on YouTube. You should be here on Rumble. And if your friends and family are still watching crap on YouTube, you need to send them this video. Stop watching YouTube.
Real friends don't let friends watch YouTube.
Real friends don't let friends watch YouTube. The fact that we've got a presidential candidate saying, just look it up on YouTube. That's right up there with, it's worth a Google. It's worth a Google. Just Google it. Wikipedia says this. Oh my God. Play it. Continue.
Just curtains, man.
10 cents was when they wouldn't pass the gas tax. The establishment, the companies wanted me to do it so much that I said the only way I will pass it
is
if you will give us three.
All you have to do is go watch Nikki Haley on YouTube.
If you will give me three times the deduction in income tax, then I will look at your gas tax, which is why it didn't happen. Secondly, on the 50 million.
Here is a nice part.
Secondly, do your homework, Tim, because Obama bought those curtains.
Did you send them back?
It's in the press.
Did you send them back?
It's the State Department.
Did you send them back?
You're the one that works in Congress.
Oh my gosh.
You get it.
You hung them on your
You hung these curtains.
I was there before you even shook up with the residents.
They are arguing about curtains. Ladies and gentlemen, pause it.
That's what you have to choose from.
They are arguing on a presidential stage about freaking curtains. This is what you missed. Look, the country is on the brink of collapse, and I'm not trying to make a fun joke out of this part. The country's on the brink of collapse, and these mofos are arguing about curtains and who hung up curtains. Look, complete BS. Let's see what people are saying here. Are they married? It sounds like it. Donut eating fat boy. I guess they're talking about Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes. She's such a Karen. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. We got plenty of stuff here. Let's see. Why is Donald Duck? Well, I missed it. It doesn't matter. Let's go. All right. What's the next clip? Remind me what we got next before we go. What is this?
The dumber comment.
Okay. This is actually going to lead to a pretty good debate here. Mm-hmm. So last night, they talked to Vivek about the fact of he wants to outlaw social media for anyone under the age of 16 years old. I don't disagree. I don't know constitutionally how you do that. But I've shared this before. I don't see any good positive thing for children under the age of 16 and honestly probably 18 that social media brings a positive outlook to their life and adds to their life. I've been very vocal about that, but Vivek says it, and I do agree with him on that point. I think social media is a cancer to young people's minds because they're not ready for that type of thing. But then they hit him with the fact, well, you say all that, but then you do a TikTok with Jake Paul, and then Vivek, we don't have this clip, but we're going to get to Nikki Haley talking to him about it. Vivek says something before we play Haley's clip. I want the three of us. Do we have the three shot? Can we do the three shot or no? Okay.
There we go.
I'm curious, and comment in the chat and share this right now. Vivek says, basically, I don't agree with TikTok and China and all that stuff. However, we have to meet the younger generation where they are right now.
That's probably the biggest problem with
it. What I'm getting at is, I don't disagree with him. I think that TikTok should be banned from the United States. But the fact of the matter is, we saw more 18 to 22-year-olds vote in the last election than has ever been seen before, and they were activated by paid-for influencers on TikTok.
That's a fact.
So,
I mean, didn't we just go over Soros' army?
Yeah, Soros' army is on TikTok.
That's probably the biggest failure of the Republican Party is that they do not do well with going after Gen Z.
You can't just say you're going to eliminate it, but not go get the people. It's like we're going to bomb this island, but we're not going to get our people off the island before we bomb it.
I
think that's what the TikTok thing is right now.
This is an easy answered question, okay? And me and you relate to this more than anybody, okay? When we recruited together, all right, we had several schools, all right, several high schools that we recruited at, colleges, community colleges. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Did we act the same in every school we went to?
No, not at all. We didn't.
Okay, we had to take on a different persona
depending on what kind of school.
What kind of school it was?
Was it a predominant? Was it a Christian school? Yes. Was it a public school? Was it a private school?
We had to change words. We had to change our mentality. We even had to change the way we talked in certain schools.
Yeah,
right.
Because you go to the people you are trying to reach.
Right,
and you get on their level.
And as much as I hate it, I don't think that you cannot not engage the younger generation on TikTok in this election cycle because you need them. Because they're going to come out. They're going to come out in full force for the Democrats.
But we need somebody in the Republican Party. Because, like, you've got AOC that's going crazy on social media.
That's why she won.
That's why the Democrats are winning, because they know how to operate social media.
Absolutely.
And they go where the people are.
And the Democrats are getting the younger generation. So comment below. We are so close to breaking our record. We're about 500 people away from breaking our live viewer record. You need to share this video, and you need to comment right now and follow this page.
Last statement about what Vivek said. Because we need to hear what Nikki says.
I disagree with banning social media for 16-year-olds, and here's why.
Well, I don't know how you do it,
Even if you could do it, I think it's a horrible idea, and here's why. You can't take away social media for a 16-year-old and then say, well, you're mature enough to join the Army at 17. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to go to combat at 17. You can join, but you got to wait till you're 18 to go to combat.
I just don't think there's anything good that comes from it prior to 16.
But I think there's exceptions because less than 1% of America joins the Army.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Okay,
You want social media rights. I don't know. Okay, but then what about this? What about the trial of that girl who on social media and everything like convinced her boyfriend to like kill himself?
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff like that?
She should be firing squad.
Should the parents also, though?
I agree.
Because they allowed her to have that, to be able to have that access, to be able to do those kind of things. At what point is a parent responsible for things as well?
Oh, I think parents are 100% responsible.
I don't know. I mean,
it's like me and you said the last time we talked about this. It's different for every household.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very different. If you allow your teenager to have it and don't monitor them and they do something stupid, you're just as guilty as they are.
Yeah. Well, for me as a parent, I'm not going to add extra things to myself to have to monitor. But let's listen to what Nikki Haley has to say here. I forgot we have the three shot. We should just keep doing this for a minute. All right. Play it.
This is infuriating because TikTok is one of the most dangerous social media apps that we could have. And I honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say. Because I can't believe that here you've got a TikTok situation. What they're doing is these 150 million people are on TikTok. That means they can get your contacts, they can get your financial information, they can get your emails, they can get text messages, they can get all of these things.
This is very important for our party.
Exactly what they're doing.
And what we've seen is you've gone and helped China build medicines in China, not America.
Now wanting kids to go and get on this social media that's dangerous for all of us. You went and you were in business with the Chinese and gave Hunter Biden.
They go back and forth about TikTok, but this is the funniest part of all this. Go to the TikTok thing. Isn't that the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the funniest part. They attack Vivek about TikTok. Fox News and the commentators attack Vivek about TikTok. Nikki Haley goes all in on Vivek about TikTok. This is why you need to share it, though. But look who is advertising on Fox News' debate. This is TikTok.
This is the first debate.
To give mobility scooters to veterans.
It has changed my life tremendously.
None of this would have happened without TikTok. To give mobility scooters to veterans.
You can't make up the hypocrisy of it all. Vivek, how dare you use TikTok? Oh, by the way, they're a paying sponsor for this debate. You sorry sacks of pieces of human feces. I'm telling you, when you open your mouth, Satan's breath comes out.
I can literally smell the brimstone. I can smell the brimstone.
Your breath is as hot as the devil's toenail.
Anything can be turned negative. Okay, TikTok and me and Zach talked about this earlier. TikTok can be used as a good tool. I mean, it absolutely can. There's a lot of trash on there. But there's a lot of trash on Instagram, too. I'm not negating any of it.
I'm saying they call the man out for TikTok.
That's what I'm saying.
And Nikki Haley goes on a tirade, and they got paid advertisements from TikTok on Fox News. So shut your hypocritical mouth. Whew. All right. The chat is blowing up. Nikki Haley sucks. Yeah. All right. Let's go. We got more to do. Oh, my gosh. It's 40 minutes into this already. We got so much to do. Okay. Which one is this? Is this the mental health issue? What is this? We need to make sure where we're at here.
Immigration.
Okay, this is immigration. Okay, mm-hmm. These next two clips are Vivek. Now, again, I need everybody to understand, I'm not endorsing Vivek. The whole point of this is to bring you what happened on the debate. 98% of it was bad, 2% of it was good. Vivek had the majority of those 2% moments. Yeah. Play this clip from Vivek.
Thing I want to say is I agree with everything. The Republicans on the stage are on the right side of this issue. Militarize the southern border. Mm-hmm. Stop funding sanctuary cities and end foreign aid to Mexico and Central America to end the incentives to come across. But I do go a step further. You're right about that, Ilya.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I favor ending birthright citizenship for the kids of illegal immigrants in this country. Mm. Now, the left will howl about the Constitution and the 14th Amendment.
For that.
The difference between me and them is I've actually read the 14th Amendment. What it says is that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the laws and jurisdiction thereof are citizens. So nobody believes that the kid of a Mexican diplomat in this country enjoys birthright citizenship. Not a judge or legal scholar in this country will disagree with me on that.
He's like, what?
Well, if the kid of a Mexican diplomat doesn't enjoy birthright citizenship, then neither does the kid of an illegal migrant who broke the law to come here. Mm-hmm. And as the father of two sons, it is hard for me to look them in the eye and say, you have to follow the law when our own government fails to follow its own laws. That's how we really go the distance and solve this problem and restore the rule of law in the United States of America, because that is part of what it even means to be an American.
All right, that's good. That's so good. That's good. But we're going to keep moving. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. In my opinion, this was the moment of the night. This was this was the statement of the night, and it was Vivek, who is the only one who said this. Now, granted, Ron DeSantis only spoke about five times in the entire 2 hours of this. And,
when they told him to.
And it was only when he was called upon.
Yeah.
But Vivek takes on the LGBTQ gender mutilation of children, and he actually has the guts to call it what it is. Now, again, to clarify before all the comments come in, I'm voting for Donald Trump. But you gotta call balls and strikes here. And I believe
he's doing a good job.
I believe this statement. Here's his statement on it. Here we go.
I have to be very clear about this. Transgenderism, especially in kids, is a mental health disorder. Mm. We have to acknowledge the truth of that for what it is. I met two young women early in this campaign.
Specifically on parental rights in schools.
Parents have the right to know. And you know what the hypocrisy of this is? Even New Hampshire failed to actually get past a piece of legislation here. The very people who say that this increases the risk of suicide are also the ones saying that parents don't have the right to know about that increased risk of suicide. And I'm sorry, it is not compassionate to affirm a kid's confusion.
Correct.
That is not compassion. That is cruelty. I met two young women, Chloe and Katie, early in this campaign.
All right, let's pause it. We got to keep moving. Again, not endorsing Vivek. I'm saying you got to call balls and strikes, and that was a strike. And then also Vivek actually gets the very last word the debate, and man, did he get it.
He delivered.
While everybody else was attacking Donald Trump, this is Vivek, and I believe this is our last clip from the actual debates, right?
I think so.
Okay, all right, play it real quick, because we got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about Trump and everything.
I have a different view on this. I think Trump was an excellent president, but the America First agenda does not belong to one man.
I do agree with
that. It does not belong to Donald Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you, the people of this country. And the question is, who's going to unite this country and take the America First agenda to the next level? When we rallied behind the cry to make America great again, we did not just hunger for a single man. We hungered for the unapologetic pursuit of excellence. So yes, I will respect Donald Trump and his legacy, because it's the right thing to do. But we will unite this country to take an America First agenda to the next level, and that will take a different generation to do it.
And that does it for the night.
He had it. All right, what's the next clip? What's the next clip? What do we have next? I mean, we got to get going. We've got some big things to talk about.
That was him post.
All right, here we go. All right, so Ron DeSantis. All right, why didn't we play any Ron DeSantis clips? Because Ron DeSantis didn't have any moments. At best, and you need to share this, and if you're just now watching this for the first time, you need to comment, and you need to follow this channel. Ron DeSantis didn't have any moments. His best moment was he got 1.5 million votes in Florida, and he was able to transform Florida into one of the reddest, if not the reddest state in Florida, which I adamantly rebuke that.
Absolutely.
Because that is not true. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Ron DeSantis won a landslide victory
off
in Florida.
The coattails.
But it's because during COVID, there was a massive, some people say almost 700,000 people, red-blooded MAGA voting Republicans moved to Florida before his election. So yes, he won in a landslide, but he didn't convert 700,000 Democrats to become Republican voters. They were Trump MAGA Republicans that moved to Florida, and they voted for you because you were pro-Trump. So let's not taint the waters here. That is a lie. It's a lie. Yes, the numbers say you won in adamant fashion, but you're lying about how it happened, and I just can't let it go. I can't let that go because those are the facts, and that's the truth. Ron DeSantis, you're a liar here. And Ron DeSantis has no shot. He's trailing by Trump. He's trailing Trump. Some polls have him trailing by 50 points. 50 points. And this is his desperation plea. Also, it must be pointed out that only one person went and talked to the actual press and the spin team. That was Vivek. Everybody else, Haley, Scott, Christie, all of them left. The only thing DeSantis did was this predetermined little interview with Sean Hannity, of which he's trying desperately to get some of Donald Trump's momentum. Watch this desperate plea for Trump to debate him.
And you know what? Maybe we can say, since the former president didn't come here, maybe he'd be willing to do one with you and I. I think he owes it to our voters to come and make the case.
You're now challenging it. So this is going to be Hannity one-on-one debate.
Let's do it, right?
I'll do anything. So, I'll ask.
Here's the thing, though. You owe it to the voters to come and make the case. No one's entitled to anything. That. You know, you can say, some poll months before.
You
no,
do not
you got to make
that.
The case. You got to owe it to the voters. So I'm going to show up everywhere. I think that's what we were able to do.
And
you
know all right, pause it. Maybe ladies and gentlemen, first of all, this is a desperate plea. Second of all, we are 200 viewers away from a record viewing on this show. Do us a huge favor. Hit that like button. Hit that follow button. Comment. Share this video. We are 200 people away from a record live view count of this. And now it's time to get into the nitty gritty of all this stuff. Let's go to Gavin Newsom. Shut up, Ron DeSantis. Nobody cares. All right. As much as I hate it, because this man is the devil.
I'll give you the demon comment on that.
Gavin Newsom calls it for what it is.
Yep.
What his this disgrace of a debate actually is. Play the clip of Gavin Newsom. Here we go.
Governor, what do you think is going to be the takeaway after this debate from the American people?
I think it will be clear that Trump comes out the dominant force after this debate. I mean, this is the XFL. This is JV. This is maybe a vice presidential debate. These guys are getting lapped by Donald Trump.
And it's true.
It's not even close. It's not even interesting.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
And I think what's most interesting to me is, do they recognize that? Or are they actually going to show up and run against the guy that's in the way of their prospects to be the nominee? It's a zero-sum game. It's a binary choice at the end of the day. It's not a ranked choice voting. So either these guys come after the front runner and distinguish themselves, or otherwise they're wasting everybody's time. And I say this with love and respect. There's a reason some of the advertising is being discounted for this debate.
Oh, he just called it out.
They know that fundamentally.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. Okay, so now we got to skip ahead. I didn't realize that was in there.
Yeah.
What he just said is true. No. The yellow tab. All right, look, this is real. Go to this article right now, and this is why you need to hit the share button, because they're not telling you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fox News, scroll down. It's in here somewhere. It's in here. They said Vivek is a loser. The moderator's a loser. Fox News, there it is.
Yep.
Okay, earlier Wednesday, somebody's name reported that Fox had to reduce its ad time slot prices by hundreds of thousands of dollars for this debate compared to the first one because interest was expected to be low. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. They're lying to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? These candidates have no shot. They are lying to you to get your money from you so political consultants can be rich. There is no debates. There is no presidential GOP candidacy competition. Donald Trump, look, even Fox News, the winner. Look, just scroll down a little bit, and we're going to talk about this in a minute. Even Vox is saying, you know who won? Donald Trump won, because all these people are irrelevant. Every single one of them are irrelevant. All right, let's get back on track here. Where are we at with the next tab? What is that? Okay, here we go. All right, who won the debate? Comment below and let me know who you think won the debate.
We all know.
But we're going to talk to you about the real stuff of this. Okay, this is Daily Mail UK.
We're at 6,100.
6,100. Guys, we're almost there.
62.
Go to 62. Woo! New live feed record. Yeah. Hit the button, Zach. Hit the button. Celebrate.
Hey.
What's going on, guys? New live feed record. Yes. Thank you guys so much. Man. It is time for us to tell you the truth. Now that the majority of you are here, you need to hit the follow button if you're not already following. And it's time to tell you the truth about these debates. It's time to tell you the truth about what's going on. Okay, go back to my article. All right, so this is Election Wizard. And this is coming from Daily Mail UK. Donald Trump is declared the winner of the second Republican debate, even though he stayed away, with Vivek barely coming in second place, but Vivek actually was there. Donald Trump is the winner. Okay, what's the next one? New York Post. Donald Trump has already said that he will duck the third GOP debate even after previous no-shows got him Donald Duck nickname. Donald Trump, President Trump, sir. If you do not start the quack chants at your rallies,
I'm going
to
be
devastated. It is a major mistake. You need to go all in on this.
We need to be at his next rally.
All right, go to the next clip. Go to the next clip. We're running out of time. We got to give people the truth here. All right, here's the difference, okay? I want to show you two clips now of Donald Trump, of what Donald Trump was doing while this debate was going on. Okay, this is the difference between what you saw, the embarrassment. This is why the Republican Party needs Donald Trump. Because ladies and gentlemen, if Donald Trump is not in the Republican Party, what you just saw is the best we got. And we are screwed, ladies and gentlemen. There is no Republican Party right now without Donald Trump, and it's not even close. And I'm going to show you why. Watch this. This is the end of his speech. I believe he's in Michigan.
Yeah.
Watch. Just watch at the end the interaction with the crowd and how he starts doing his little thing like this.
I love it.
Play the clip.
I promise you this. Go with full screen. Your president,
go full screen. Watch.
Our opponents,
this is what a president
lose,
looks
and
like.
Our American workers will be the biggest winner of them all. So with your help and with your vote, we will expel the globalists from our government. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House. We will put America and our workers first. We're going to put them first. And we will do something that's very, very special that I've been saying for a long time, and we had it going at a level that nobody ever thought possible. We will make America great again.
Yeah,
so thank
baby.
You. God bless you, Michigan.
Baby.
And God bless you,
baby.
Auto workers.
Yeah.
God bless America. God bless
watch
everybody
it.
In this
watch
room.
It.
Thank you
watch
all
it.
Very much.
Watch what he
so
does.
Nice.
Here
you thank
go.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
See the difference? Do you see the difference? There are things that you just cannot deny. Mm-mm. And you cannot deny that that man is presidential because that man is and should be the president of the United States. 6,400! New record! All right, now hold on. We got more to show you.
While that
debate was going on, if you're new, you need to follow this channel right now. While that debate was going on, this was the reception that Donald Trump was getting just driving his freaking car down the street. Play the video. Look at this. Who else is getting this? These people are just standing randomly on the street.
You're not doing that for DeSantis.
No! Look! We want Trump! We want Trump! We want Trump! We want Trump! Look! You can't make this up. And Ron DeSantis wants you to believe that polls don't matter. People matter. In fact, polls don't elect presidents. He says that in the debate last night. He said polls don't elect presidents. People do. Where are these people for you, Ron?
Yeah.
Where are these
for
people
real?
For any of the other candidates? They're not there because President Trump is the only one. President Trump is the only shot. Give me our next thing that we got going on. We read that. Okay, here we go. This is the real truth.
Yep.
And this is what everybody needs to know, and you need to share this, and you need to comment in the comment section, because after this, we're going to go back and try to respond.
6,600.
6,600, new record!
New record!
Let's go!
Let's get it up!
Let's go! 7,000! Why not? Let's
Why
go!
Not?
Let's make it happen.
Why not?
Here's the truth. Here's what they won't tell you. Okay? Every single bit of this is a lie. Why are they still doing these debates? You have to ask yourself that question. Donald Trump is up 50 points. Why are they still doing these debates? Because they want your money. They don't care about winning. They don't care about the obvious fact. Freaking Gavin Newsom is being more truthful than Fox News and the GOP. Okay?
Something's bad when that's happening.
The end. Look, unless something miraculous happens and Ron DeSantis jumps 25, 30 points after that abysmal performance, there is, what is the point? Okay, and I'm not the only one. This is The Hill. This happened just a couple minutes ago. The Trump campaign calls on the RNC to put an end to future debates to train our fire on Biden. Leave it right there.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 100% what needs to happen. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, stop letting these people take you for your money, because that's all you're doing. You're lining the pockets of political consultants that do not give a flying crap about you. Trust me, I know what goes on behind the scenes. These people are laughing because they know there is not a shot in the world that these people have any shot whatsoever of getting the presidential nomination. This is a run for first class loser, okay? And it's not a run for vice president, because Donald Trump ain't going to pick none of them people. Some of you will say Vivek. Nope, it ain't going to happen. Donald Trump's going to pick a woman for a VP. Watch what I say. It will happen. This is a time to unify.
Absolutely.
This is a time to unify, because I've told you once, I've told you a million times, Donald Trump is not going to be facing Joe Biden.
Nope.
Joe Biden is not going to run. There is going to be a much, much stronger Democrat ticket. I believe it to be Michelle Obama. A lot of people think that Gavin Newsom is positioning himself. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Either way, both of them are 100 times scarier than Joe Biden. Donald Trump is the front runner. Donald Trump is the pick. And it is time for us to put all this bull crap aside. It is time for us to be honest about the fact of where we are and stop all this foolishness, stop all this frivolous spending that's going to do nothing. And it's time for us to get behind Donald Trump to take out who the person is. You need to share this video. If you agree with what we're saying, you need to share this video, because this is the lie. These things don't matter. Fox News is trying to make money off of you. They're discounting hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're allowing TikTok to be an advertiser.
It's done. And guys, look, it's completely okay. I watched the first debate just to see, you know, just to see, hey, is there anybody out there that we can rally that would possibly get behind? It's done. All right, it's done. Now, I'm not going to scream and yell at the top of my lungs like him, because my throat's on fire yesterday.
Dude, I don't like you guys being taken advantage of.
100%.
Because you don't know this stuff.
It is time to drop it. It's time to drop all of this. Okay, I 100% agree with the Trump campaign. It's time to kill this debate. End this, everybody, whether you like the man or not. And Zach made a good point when me and him were talking this morning. You don't have to like your leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The fact that he's a mean guy, who cares?
I like it that he's mean. I like it that he'll tell you as it is, and he doesn't take bull crap.
He is a leader. Guy that is more likely to slap
you,
Kim Jong-un in the face.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Again, the truth of the matter is, I understand why most of you didn't watch last night, because there was nothing to watch. Because these people don't care about you. Not really. In fact, there's only one person that's losing money by being in this race. And that's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said it yesterday.
Donald Trump is the only man that's losing this race. And if you really want the truth, you go to the man that the entire establishment, including the rhinos, including everyone, they're going after Donald Trump. Why?
Yes.
Because he's the only one.
Yep.
He's the only one. He's not a messiah. He's not God.
No, nothing
he's
like
not
that.
Perfect.
Nothing like that.
He can be a douche at times. President Trump, you know I love you, but you can be.
Yeah.
You can be in some bad moods. You can be kind of a douche sometimes.
But I mean,
I've been on the receiving end of some of those douchey meetings.
What big business owner is not a douche?
But the truth of the matter is, this is about winning, and it is time to stop investing in these losers. And I'm not trying to talk about their character or whatever. No. Some of them are losers, Chris Christie. But either way, he needs to lose some weight.
And
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm worried about your health sir.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you being there for your family.
You need to
stop walking the campaign streets and walk on a treadmill. The world will be a better place. All right? Either way, Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to unite around Donald Trump because he will be the nominee. And all we are doing is putting off the planned unifying attack against Joe Biden and the Democrats. Well, actually, it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be Michelle Obama and or Gavin Newsom. And I would not be shocked if AOC is the VP pick. And that is... Good Lord, you want to talk about the gates of the apocalypse opening up at that point. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to rally together. It is time to put foolish things aside and the reality be the reality. Thank you guys so much. I don't know what we ended at.
6,700.
Nice job. Record.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for joining this show. If this is your first time, we ask you to do a couple things that's absolutely free. One, follow this page so you see the real way that we come to this news to you guys. Two, we ask you to comment in the comment section so we can talk to you after this. And three, we ask you to like this video and share it with your friends. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. God bless you guys. Zach, say goodbye.
See you guys on Monday.
Todd.
Hey, have a blessed weekend, guys.
And as always, I'm Graham Allen. Stay awake, not woke. Believe in God, not the government. And absolutely always stay free.